We've got two speakers tonight here. We've got Bob and we have Dane. So, Bob, go for
it. Everybody get a sheet. I sent these hymnals out at about 11:50. Did everybody get one? If you didn't, I've got an extra. And don't do like you do at church. Please read the darn thing. Yeah, members would come up and say, I didn't. Don't get a nice one. Did you read what I sent out? And that just aggravates me. Go in. Sound like an old school teacher.
Did you send something out?
Okay. We're going to do something different. If anybody doesn't want to buy an ad, then have them ask if they want to do a donation. And if it does, you can mark it on the ad sheet. And I'm going to have the signature page next week. And that's $10. And this next year, it's not going to be this size. It's going to be this size. And we're getting the whole book. Standing Ovation is giving it all to us. And there's no other ads. And they're all going to be in color. And then they'll be listed in the other two programs. Which one did? Harm Explosion and the Homeless Benefit. Yes. And tell the people the ads is Christ is still the same. So they're getting a heck of a bargain. And if they're listed in the direct and then end of books, it'll be platinum, would be 300 to 500, gold, 100 to 200, silver, 65 to 75, and 25 to 50 for the bronze. And I'm going to be here at 20 minutes to 7 next week. I started a part-time job and an 80-year-old working out at Menards. My wife got tired of me eating in their space, so I work 4 days a week. I don't need to tell you anything about that. So you can send a simple card to my wife. So, yes, Lyle.
I believe that last Wednesday at our board meeting, our board approved that anyone who donates $500 or more, they get 2 free tickets. And if it's $1,000, they get 4 free tickets, and so on and so forth. So
here you go, Bob. Yeah. 4 or 6 tickets for you.
Mine comes later. Okay. And we got 48 days to sell tickets. 48 days. And they have to be done by the 13th of April.
To sell ads.
Huh? To sell ads, yeah. And then tickets.
We have to be in.
Some of us guys over the years have just stood on the rises and we haven't contributed financially. Any group that you're in, you have to pay dues or you have to contribute. So there's no free group, you know, anymore. So we need money for the chapter. Last year we had
we broke even.
Did we break even?
If you don't want to break it even, you're not making good money.
So yes. So $10,000 for our budget, I think it's $10,000 for
I'm not sure what it is.
Pretty close. Right. So I'll do our part, and the new guys, if you want to sell some ads, see me real quick after that. Right. I'm going to be late tonight, so I'm not going to be too alert. Don't come to Menards tomorrow morning and see the grumpy old guy walking around in the Harvard
department.
Clive, Harvard department. So.
He's a model.
Any other questions?
Just a couple of clarification on ads as far as paying for ads. There will be a way that people can pay with a credit card. I don't have it set up yet, but I need to put my things. That will be possible through PayPal, basically, using a credit card to pay for ads or donations.
Okay, cool.
And tickets, of course. I'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, clarify then. They buy one ad, they get it in 3 books.
Right. The first one is all in color, and then they'll be listed in the other two.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm. The actual ad itself will be in the annual show. The other two will be a listing. And what's that going to amount to? Name of the business.
So it will be an ad, it will be a listing in the other two.
Oh, okay.
So there will be a way to pay for ads and donations via credit card. Tickets. So we prefer tickets ordered online, which you can do now. $20 for adults, $10 for students through college, free for 5 and under. It's all on our homepage. You can do it right now. If you don't like to do that, I do have order forms up here that you can take to a person, get their information, leave them a white sheet,
and their money.
Bring and get their money, whatever, or their credit card number, they can write that in, and then get that yellow sheet to me. You can keep the pink sheet, the yellow, white, yellow, pink sheet, and we can handle it that way. Otherwise, it's best to go online, because then we capture their information and so forth.
I know about just a couple of people that when they do that, do you guys accept checks? And what,
yes.
Or what do we write after?
Harmony Delegation.
Cookie.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Checks, cash. Yep.
Is it general admission?
General admission. Yep.
And the prices went down, by the way.
$20. $25 last year. $25 and $10.
Here's what that
20
is.
And 10.
There's the list right there.
For 10 for students?
10 for students.
Is there a group price?
There is, and if you have a group, see me, because there's a code that you put in, which becomes $2. How large group? 10. Okay, 10 or more. 10 or more. Like for a church or something. Then they get a discount.
Well, if you have any artwork tonight,
what?
Can you hand out?
Oh,
I'll leave these forms up here.
We got new flyers, and if you're going to
have a customer that wants to buy a ticket, those would be good to hand out.
And the ad as well.
And the ads too, yeah. So we got 200 of these and 100 of these. Please use the damn things because we paid $180 to print it. So.
I just want to make one comment. This is, for the new folks, this is our big deal. This is our major fundraising for the year. We are making money to get the performances, but this is the one that actually helps pay it and pay the bills. We'd like to do a little more for the membership if we're successful. In years past, we paid for the registration for a district contest. Right now, we don't do that. So if we get our dollars up, it's going to help us to get registrations paid and also helps pay for the coaches that come to help us. Dane, you have anything about the district contest?
This is for next October. We're hosting the fall convention. And we have all these positions to fill for the host chapter. I want an assistant convention chairman who will just kind of shadow me and be the guy in charge in 2022. We need a contestant, services coordinator, registration, judges services, transportation, public relations, non-competition events and hospitality, auditorium house coordinator, and stage coordinator. So after the last meeting, I had one person, Gene, volunteered to be the registration coordinator.
Now, is there a person from the society also doing this, and we're helping that person out, or are we actually?
Yeah, the district convention team has, it's actually the chairman of all these things.
Yeah.
And these are the coordinators. So you're not really the person in charge.
Over.
But each one of these, there's a sheet that I printed off from the convention manual. And if you're interested in doing one of these jobs, I'll give you that sheet. And it lists everything you need to do.
I did this job last time we did it out of Burn Meadows. Mm-hmm. I did the registration thing. The Veteran Central States does about 90%.
Yeah, we just need people to sit at the table, really.
Yeah, I just sat at the table with you.
Right. So some jobs have more to do than others, but
I have another volunteer right here.
Yeah, I can probably do.
Talk to him later.
Well, yeah, I'll talk to him later.
All right, yes. We're going to that. Okay, anything else? I think we're done, right?
How many tickets are each of us responsible for?
10
each.
10
what?
10 each.
10
each. I don't care if they have 5, 10 of you.
Two shows. Two Something shows. That helps, I normally apply at least two and give them to a couple and say, as long as you'll come. And then basically what I've seen is that after they come the first time, they'll come next year and bring a couple with them. So it's a lost leader advertising for you a little bit, but it ends up helping the seats. So think of different ways in order to get people to buy tickets. And to fill out.
Sounds good. Okay, very good. Help those who are not comfortable with buying online as much as possible. That's what the slips are for. And that's where we'll will make up some of that gap for those who are skittish about going online. But we'll see what we're going to do.